vehicle sales, Honda experience, and facility. Henrik Honda Easley has won the Honda President's Award 6 times. Remember, Henrik Honda Easley, the only Honda President's Award winner in the upstate for your next vehicle purchase. 4609 Calvin Memorial Highway in Easley and online at henrikhondasc.com.
Here is a tough question that needs a good answer. Why have you not booked your free consultation with the health there yet? Walt Diptula here. And if you're wrestling with type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, and you want those symptoms gone, you need to book your free consultation with the health there. You need to do it now, even if you just want to lose weight. But think, it's too hard. Book your free consultation. The health there really works in a big way. A big thing I love about the health there is that it's not some magic pill. It's a lifestyle plan with a big support team and lots of help. You can have carbs, even eat fast food. It's like nothing else. Anyone can do the health there. And yes, this includes you. Turn your radio up and repeat after me. Today is the day you will dig out of that unhealthy hole. Book your consultation with the health there. Do it for yourself and your family. Don't put it off. The health there is so confident, they even guarantee your success. Visit iDareGreenville.com. Your health is too important to wait. Go to iDareGreenville.com. That's iDareGreenville.com.
Join us at the third annual Big Splash Sales event at Kunsa Marina. Kick off the boating season with the biggest boat sales event of the year with discounts up to $3,000 off select Veranda luxury pontoons, Monterey sports boats, and express fishing boats powered by Yamaha outboards. Enjoy local vendors, kids entertainment, a catfish fry, and discounted drinks from the grill. We'll see you Saturday, March 9th at Clemson Marina, your authorized Veranda, Express, Monterey, and Yamaha outboards dealer.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
When a loved one is facing Alzheimer's or other forms of dementia, it can be difficult to know what to do. Dominion Senior Living will bring you peace of mind by providing your loved one with a specialized care plan, top-notch community support, and the warm southern charm you've been looking for. Dominion Senior Living's memory care program is designed to weave a person's life history, skills, interests, and routine into a personalized care plan with their specific needs in mind. Visit DominionSeniorLiving.com for more information.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Now's a good time for you to get in and join the conversation. I will not be on tomorrow. Clemson Baseball, 654-7627. 654-7627. On the health there text line, texter writes, "Hey, Walt, which current college quarterbacks that have played at least one season on the field which are not draft eligible do you think will be taken ahead of any in the crop available in this year's draft?" That's a good question. The answer to that question is right now, Trevor Lawrence and Justin Herbert. I would not even put Tua there at the moment. I have to see him healthy again. I have to see what healthy Tua looks like again. As of this moment, because of health, where it relates to him, the only two guys I would put in that category are Trevor Lawrence and Justin Herbert.
Those guys would absolutely go ahead of any in this group as of now. So that I think that's the answer to your question. I just said Marquette make a Final Four run. Maybe you're one of the best scorers in the country, who we put on our first team, our first or second team All-American team before the year began. Yeah, I mean, they're playing really good basketball. That's not a bad call as a dark horse team. That's well done, 505. That's a good call. You want to get in, 654-7627. Big Bad Bob, does Furman have a chance for the big show? My daughter asked about NC State. Yeah, I mean, NC State as of now would be in. Look, I think Furman belongs. I don't think losing to Wofford should knock you out. I think Furman belongs. I think the SoCon has had an unbelievable year. And if there's ever a case for getting two teams in from that league, I think it would be this year. And I think they have a really good case for that. And we've seen the committee do that in recent years with other leagues. So I don't think it's out of the question. I think people probably think that's over. I'm not so sure it is. You know, we'll see. There's still basketball to be played. Texture 275 says, I like Houston as a dark horse. Yeah, I'm not even sure Houston is a dark horse anymore, unless you're talking about winning the national championship. I'm not even sure they qualify as a dark horse anymore. You know, maybe we need some sort of line of distinction about what determines a dark horse. You know, maybe the line is if you're ranked 15 or lower, you can be a dark horse to reach the Final Four. I mean, if you're above that, you're not really a dark horse, are you? That's why I think Buffalo still qualifies. Dexter asks, well, is Gonzaga for real? I think so. I still think Gonzaga has more answers than anybody else does. I think they have more answers in terms of experience, having been down the road, coaching, everything. My one concern about Gonzaga early in the year, and it's hard to measure this now, but my one concern about them was they seemed to be sort of mailing in defense. They seem to be, they're so good offensively that they just didn't seem committed enough on the defensive end. If they want to win a national championship, they're going to have to be committed enough. Of course, there's another possibility. The possibility is maybe they're just not good enough. Maybe they're not good enough defensively. And few did show some zone early in the year, which is not really what he wants to do. But yeah, I think so. I think Gonzaga is very legitimate, and they're still my favorite as of today to win it. I still think they have more answers than anyone else does. They may not be quite as deep as they have been previously, but I think it's a really good basketball team that's quite capable of winning a national championship. And as of today, they'd still be my pick. I picked them before the year. I picked Gonzaga and Virginia. And as of today, I would not change that. As of today, with everything I've seen, I would still take Gonzaga and Virginia to play for the national title. Which is how I had it. So I'll keep it that way. Let's go to the Northland Communication phone lines. And first up is Steve. Steve, how are you?
Hey, Walt. How are you doing today?
Good, Steve. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Tried to watch a lot of college ball this week, and there's two games that I'd like to ask your thoughts on. First was the Duke game. I know they were seeking and working hard to find a method to compensate for the loss of Williamson, and you can't totally do that, but you just do the best you can. And one of the things that I really noticed, I don't know if maybe I am overemphasizing this, want to get your impression. The way Duke moves the ball in the half-court offense, at least what I saw this weekend, was just absolutely superb. Those guys, as soon as someone catches a pass, they make sharp passes. As soon as someone catches the pass, they move immediately. They either shoot, dribble, or pass again. They don't hesitate. Even though they had a lead, they were not hesitating. I was very impressed with how crisp their half-court offensive passing is. And secondly, I was rather surprised at Michigan State this weekend. they really handled Michigan, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on those two games, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate the call. I'm not really surprised Michigan State beat Michigan, maybe a little bit. But I just don't really love either one of those teams. Somebody wrote me earlier and said that a writer on CBS was talking about how great the Big Ten is and what great depth it has. Yeah, as great as depth of mediocre teams. I don't buy the Big Ten. I think the whole league is pedestrian. I think the ACC has four teams better than anybody in that league, and I think the SEC has three teams better than anybody in that league. So I'm just not buying the – now, as a league, could they find some advancement and win a round or two rounds? Yeah, but if we're talking about teams that can win it, I don't think anybody in that league can win it. And maybe I'll be proven wrong, but I don't believe in any of those teams. Regarding Duke and their efficiency, look, they did a good job rebounding without Zion. I think the Zion thing against North Carolina, came as a bit of a shock to the system, seeing him go down right at the start of that game. And I think it was a really good bounce back win. Look, my question for Duke still remains the same, though. I just don't know that there's enough experience on this team to win. There's enough young talent to win, but I just don't know there's enough experience. And in terms of their passing and their efficiency with the basketball, again, it didn't look that way against North Carolina. And they've got to be able to hit shots. I mean, it would be sort of ironic if Duke's ultimate undoing in the NCAA tournament is that they face a team that puts up 13 threes and Duke hits two threes in the game and loses. I think that's there. I think that possibility is there. This is a very odd Duke team. It's a very odd Duke team in that, traditionally Duke is a great three-point shooting team. Everybody in that team can hit spot-up jumpers. Now, this team basically can't shoot from three at all. I mean, again, against North Carolina, it was an abomination. So I don't know what to make of them, quite honestly. I think that their talent demands that you put them in the mix of teams that could win, that could get to the Final Four, and that could, in theory, win the title. I think their talent demands that. I still just don't really believe in them, though. It is Clemson Dad. Clemson Dad.
Hey, Walt. How are you?
Good, Clemson Dad. Appreciate you getting in.
All right. I appreciate you letting me in. Got a couple things. I don't know where to start. I missed out Friday. I heard the crap thing break about him getting busted or whatever. But I didn't get to weigh in. But I saw an update a while ago. Supposedly, they've updated the charges, and they have him on videotape being down there on January 20th, the morning before the AFC Championship game in Kansas City. Miami went in there at 11, left at 11:15, but I don't know what I thought that was kind of funny. He was in there 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Rolled up in a blue Bentley.
Well,
that doesn't draw much attention.
No, it won't draw much attention to a place called Orchids of Asia.
Come on, man.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, here's the thing. In terms of the state of Florida, this is going to be like a $200 fine. He's going to perform like 10 hours of community service, and the charge is going to be wiped away. He's not even going to be charged. The national...
Right, but what about the reputation, Walt?
Yeah, well, here's the real problem. The real problem is that he was the forefront of the owners group. He was the guy who, coming up, you're going to have a potential lockout. You're going to have a new TV deal. He was the guy who was supposed to do most of the negotiating. He was the lead dog amongst the owners. And so there's the real problem is they're probably not going to allow him to do any of that. And they needed him to do that. It's not like allow is the wrong word. They wanted Kraft at the forefront of all this because he was the most respected guy in the league. Well, not anymore.
What?
not anymore. So you're going to have to remove him from all of those duties, and he is going to be suspended by the NFL. I don't have any doubt. Now, for how many games, I don't know. And it doesn't really matter because his son is a large part of the organization anyway. So it won't really impact the Patriots at all. But the bottom line is, unless there's new information in the Florida situation where there doesn't appear to be, Kraft won't actually ever be charged with anything. He's going to be given some stuff to do, and then they're going to wipe his record clean. And then, but the real penalty will come from Goodell, who I think will suspend him for at least four games. Maybe even half the season.
That's the first I'd seen about the videotape today. But anyway, I'll move on. I want to ask you or tell you or comment about Tiger. I heard you talking about it earlier. I couldn't call in until now. But, you know, we've talked maybe before, but he's got a birdie to par five as well. And there's three on the course, and out of 12 opportunities, he only birdied five times, and then one of the opportunities he made a double. So technically he was three under on the par five.
It's always been the case. You know, it's another problem that he has now. You know, in his history, the reason he's always been so dominant at Augusta was his complete dominance of the par fives. Well, now there are a million big hitters, and he doesn't dominate the par fives, and he doesn't capitalize on them like he used to, which is another part of his undoing that we've talked about for years.
Right. Yeah, the distance. I mean, for his age, I'll give him credit. His distance is awesome. There's a lot of guys that love to have it, even guys younger than him. But he can't crank it out there with DJ. There's no way.
No. No, and as such, I just don't see where he has any advantage anymore. And that's just another reason that he's just, you know, he's interesting. I mean, he's interesting. He's not, you know, he's not terrible, but he's not going to win.
Well, it's like Sunday. They both cranked it on number 11, a par five. Yeah. They both probably hit their best drives of the week, to be honest with you. Yeah. And Tiger hit it 350. 356 or 7 in the fairway. DJ hit it 403.
Yeah, well, that's that thin air, too.
Yeah, and Tiger made par and DJ made birdie.
Yeah, so. and there's a difference. And again, you know, as much as you want to say, well, you know, he's playing a little better, this or that, he's 13 shots out.
Yeah, that's a long way.
Yeah,
Walt.
13 shots. That's what we're talking about. So even if he's playing a little better, he's still 13 shots behind.
Yeah. And Justin Thomas shot 9-under Sunday. I mean, he played like crap the other 3 days.
Yeah, 62.
Pretty much, but.
Yeah, Saturday was awful. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Clemson Dad.
All right, bud.
Appreciate it as always. Zeke, I'm coming right to you as soon as we get back. And then national guy in the draft. So don't go anywhere. I'm coming to both of you two guys as soon as we return. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge Clemson, the new condo hotel under construction on Lake Hartwell. Construction is way underway. Listen, here's the thing. Taj just did a spot that talks about how you're running out of time. They're down to a few units. They have choice units remaining in every size, studio, two bedroom and three bedroom, but they are coming to the end. You must act now, period. Must. If you want one, this is heaven for a Clemson fan. It doesn't get better. The resort will include a restaurant, lobby bar with food service, pool and hot tub, walking pass, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities, even a small-scale football field for families to enjoy, expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. This is Lakeside Lodge. Modified hotel services. So you can mess it up and not clean it up. That's what we're talking about, only in America. Condo owners will have the option of renting out their residence while they aren't using it, or live in part and rent part. Taj Boyd is leading the Lakeside Lodge Clemson sales effort. Taj works in the new sales office, 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. Go see him. You'll thank me later. Quick break. When we come back, it is Zeke and Natural Guy. Come right to you.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
The long-awaited 2019 Honda Passport is now at Hendrick Honda Easley. Just a short drive from wherever you are, Hendrick Honda Easley has the Passport in stock and ready for delivery. All redesigned with Honda Sensing Standard. Available in four trims, including all-wheel drive with four drive modes, LED headlights, with tons of options and accessories. Hendrick Honda Easley is your Honda Passport to adventure. Visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville is the ultimate sports lodge you've been searching for. It's your local source for sports on wall-to-wall TVs and the most scenic views in the market. Everything on this fan favorite menu is made from scratch and guaranteed to please. Pair the new Nashville hot chicken sandwich with a local market brew served at a frosty 29 degrees by a beautiful Twin Peaks girl. Located on Woodruff Road in Greenville, Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
Carolina Heating Service has the power to keep the upstate comfortable with the most innovative products and an award-winning team of technicians. Kick off the new year with a free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system. If your HVAC unit is needing replaced, chances are your water heater is ready too. Why not do both? Call us for an in-home estimate and let us know you heard it on WCCP The Roar. Free water heater is only for a limited time. Call us today. Carolina Heating Service, 864-232-5684 or online at carolinaheating.com.
Anna here from Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton, your local family-owned and operated dealer and repair shop for 38 years. Do you want to sell your car? We will give you the fair market price for your vehicle on the spot, no matter the condition, model, or year. Get cash in hand the same day. Our process is fast and fair. Turn your old car into cash, whether you buy from us or elsewhere. Come in today and get an on-the-spot cash offer for your vehicle. 1040 North Mechanic Street in Pendleton, or you can give us a call at 864-646-3513.
Hunter Haynes here, manager of First Team Sports. We have everything that your child needs to take on the new athletic season. We provide the best sporting goods in the business, including all 2019 bats and gloves. Visit our in-store batting cage to demo bats and gloves to ensure you are getting a custom fit. First Team Sports has the best selection in the upstate with all the brands you love like DeMarini, Easton, Louisville, Rawlings, Under Armour, and Mizuno. Play local, buy local at First Team Sports. Come check us out at 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Landscaping professionals expect maximum productivity from their equipment, and they'll find it with the line of Ferris zero-turn mowers, available exclusively at Landscaper Supply of Easley. Locally owned and managed, Landscaper Supply of Easley proudly carries Ferris zero-turn mowers, and they invite you to their open house March 13th. Landscaper Supply of Easley, 420 Williams Avenue, off 123, 859-4230. Ferris zero-turn mowers from Landscaper Supply of Easley.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
I did it because I wanted to.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
The sky is gray. Cannons and the tears roll down the street.
Welcome to the Railway. I just saw a tweet from Adam that says, so I just found out that eating more than 2.5 eggs per week increases prostate cancer in men by 81%. And then he says, I've been eating a dozen eggs per week for years. And then he has exploding head emoji. Don't worry, Adam. There's a new study every 5 minutes, and there'll be one later today that says that study's full of crap. So don't worry. Don't sweat that, Adam. Because I'm sure that absolutely none of that is true. I don't believe a single word of that nonsense.
He eats a dozen a week. Is that what he said? A dozen a week?
People been eating eggs forever.
Yeah.
There
used to be an advertisement that said something about the good egg.
Right.
I mean, it goes back and forth.
Right. They change what they say all the time. Every 5 minutes, there's a new study that proves the old study was no good. So, Adam, just wait till tomorrow and find some other study that refutes that. And then
They're good for protein, aren't they?
One, eat yourself some more eggs. Right. I don't believe a single word of that. I don't believe a single word of that. So, don't worry, Adam. You'll be fine. Zeke, how are you?
What's up, Dave Tula?
How you doing, Zeke?
Man, appreciate you taking the call. What's up, I'll say a couple of things. One, the game on Saturday, I thought, forget the Duke game then, but I thought coming off that win, I thought that was our best performance of the year on Saturday from a defense rebounding. We still didn't shoot the ball real well, except of Cam Johnson, which he seems to always shoot well, but I thought it was our best game of the year against a Final Four quality opponent, and definitely thought it was Naz Little's best performance of the year. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I know. I agree with that. I think that you played well. That's a good Florida State team. And you handled them easily. They didn't shoot the ball especially well from three. And you need more from Little. Little is a freak athlete, and he gives you the athleticism that you don't have when he's not playing well or when he's not playing, period. So if he's going to start to play better basketball, then you become even a little more viable.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. See, what I didn't know the stat was, that was the first time since 2009 that North Carolina's held back-to-back ACC opponents under 35% shooting. And, you know, quality won. North Carolina ranks top 10 in offensive and defensive efficiency. And I think they've now started turning into a solid defensive team all of a sudden. What do you think?
Well, you know, as you know, Zeke, that's like all of Roy's teams. Roy's teams don't spend the year focusing on defense. They spend the year figuring out who they are offensively and getting their transition game going, and they sort of believe that eventually the defense will take care of itself. And it seems to be that way when North Carolina has their best teams. I have never seen a North Carolina team under Roy Williams that I watched for a year and said, "Man, it's a great defensive team." Never.
I agree.
You know. And yet they've won national championships in part because they play a style of play that people seem reluctant to replicate. I don't know why.
Let me ask you another question, and I'll talk about nothing, but does it impress you that once again this year, this isn't a big team, Walt, we'll agree on that, that once again he's got one of the best rebounding teams in the nation. He tends to every year have his team really, really good at rebounding because this isn't a real big team.
No. And he, you know, and historically speaking, he prefers to play with two bigs. And
there's no doubt.
And he doesn't really have that with this basketball team, and yet they've continued to rebound the ball, which, again, has always been one of the high points of all Roy Williams coach teams, and they all rebound the ball. And so they've been able to do that again. But yeah, look, you have a lot of answers, and you have a team that has a nice mix of youth and experience, which is what it takes. Because, again, I'm still in the same position. Even as talented as Duke is, and they are, they're the most talented team in the country. That's inarguable. But I still just don't like their mix. There's just too many young guys, not enough experience. And whereas both you and Kentucky have some talented young guys, but you have a mix of experience.
Well, I'll tell you what I never thought I'd say, but Seventh Woods has been a really, really calming effect and a solid backup to Kobe White when he gets a little erratic. And I think that kid deserves a little credit because he's playing his basketball of his career right now.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that he is playing well, and that gives you something else that most teams don't have, two lead guards, and it helps that the reserve guy is the experienced guy, so that if the young guy does what he's supposed to do, you know, he's going to get the majority of the minutes. But if he struggles, if he's a little erratic or wild, as he was at Duke, when he was airmailing some passes early, you know, you have a guy who can come in and settle things down.
Last question for you. I was thinking Dave Walton, and I've got four, and I'm going to hang up and get your thoughts. But right now I was looking at my first team all ACC. I'm going to give you my four. I don't have a fifth, so maybe you can help me on that. But I think these four are in pretty good shape for first team all ACC. But I've got Zion Williamson, R.J. Barrett, Tal Guy, and Cam Johnson. I don't have a fifth yet, and I wonder what your thoughts might be on those four I've got and who that fifth could end up being.
Well, for me,
I'll get that off the air, buddy.
Isaac, thank you. Well, for me, that answer is easy because, I mean, I think Hunter is absolutely first team. I mean, I think Hunter is a candidate for first team All-American. Kyle Guy is a nice shooter, but the best player on Virginia is DeAndre Hunter. I'm not even 100% sure Guy's the second best player. I mean, I think Ty Jerome and the toughness and everything he brings that team, what Guy is still primarily is just a shooter. And I don't think anything has really changed in that regard. He's not a guy who puts the ball on the floor. He's not a guy who's a great defender. He defends adequately within that system. But Hunter, to me, is the guy. I mean, I think Hunter, again, I've compared him to Scottie Pippen forever. I think he's more advanced offensively at a similar stage. I think Hunter's going to be an even better pro than a college player. I think the guy is tremendous. And quite honestly, he's the reason that I picked Virginia to make the national championship game. And I think there's some other really good players in the ACC. There are a lot of good post players in the ACC. This is from an overall league standpoint, this may be the best post play that the league has had in a while. I think Elijah Thomas, Kevin Galley, Kerry Blackshear is healthy, and when he's healthy, he's right now he's playing out of his mind. I think the post play in the ACC is really good right now. Really good. A lot of places. We'll get Nashville guy in here. You can get in now. By the way, I'm Rod. Texter 940 writes, my grandfather ate two eggs every day, died at age 95. Exactly. See, that's the dumbest study of all time. I don't even know who did it. Don't want to know. Nashville guy.
Hey, what's up, Walt?
How you doing, Nashville guy? Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, I'm doing a whole lot better, man. Yeah. Good to get in.
Good news.
Just had a quick question about the draft. I'm a Detroit Lions fan, and we actually got worse with Matt Patricia last year.
Yeah.
And I know that they need an edge rusher.
Yeah.
I kind of think are expecting them to sign Trey Flowers with the history with Patricia there.
Whoa. You think the Patriots are just going to allow Trey Flowers to walk to Detroit?
I don't know. Well, I'm beginning to think so, because isn't it a cap issue? I mean, if they re-sign him, everything I've read, that he may...
This is a really interesting situation, because this is going to test all that we know about the Patriots, because Trey Flowers is the best player on that defense.
Right.
You know, and he was a later round pick out of Arkansas, as was Weiss, but he's the best player on that defense. And I think they want to keep him. Now, normally, the Patriots just let guys go. They get to a point where they're too pricey, and they understand the salary cap. I mean, as a competitive guy, honestly, if you want to move from the Patriots to the Lions, no offense, then I'm not sure I want you anyway. I get that the money may be slightly different, but, you know, it's like Jim Grobe said to me at some point, he said it all becomes Monopoly money. I mean, now, granted, these guys have short careers, and the average life of a football player is less than 3 years. Obviously, Flowers is going to have a longer life expectancy than that in terms of the league. But I would be somewhat stunned if Flowers wound up with Detroit. But this is what you're hearing, huh?
Well, this is what I've read out of the Detroit newspaper, that they would go after.
I think it would be a great fit if you could land him. I think it would improve you dramatically.
That's the hope, but may have to draft there. I don't know. Maybe Rashawn Gary or the Sweat guy would be there. But if they do, and I know our other defensive end, Ansa, I think he's a free agent this year, and I doubt very seriously he comes back.
No.
But I don't think he'll come back.
And that's a prime need. And, you know, look, even within the struggles you had, There actually are some positive signs for once in Detroit, and it starts with Kerryon Johnson, because when Kerryon Johnson's healthy, he looks like one of the better runners in the league already.
Now he's finally had a 100-yard game.
Yeah, that's right. He's been a million years since a 100-yard game, and he had several. And he's a big-time player. I mean, he did that against the SEC teams when he was healthy, so he's a big-time player.
And I guess my other question, if they don't improve this year, I think that they may be done with Patricia. But if they do happen to get a defensive end in free agency, I think they'll go after a tight end. The Ebron thing completely blew up. They got frustrated and let him go, and then we saw what he did with the Colts.
Yeah, I mean,
Ebron. I was wondering who you thought the best.
Yeah, good.
Who the best tight end was?
Well, you know,
the draft.
See,
I know Iowa has two.
See, that's an interesting element, because I like, there are like four tight ends that I like in this draft, right at the top of it. I mean, the tight end position is loaded. It just depends what you're looking for, and Iowa does have two. And Noah Font is probably going to test better, but he's not my favorite choice of those two tight ends. And then Irv Smith from Alabama is the best pass catching tight end in the draft. It depends what you're looking for, but if you're looking for a guy to make an impact in the passing game, that's your guy, because honestly, he runs routes almost like a wide receiver, and he is going to be a nightmare for NFL teams to cover.
So I think that's who, if they do draft tight end in the first round, I think they'll go with Alabama Smith, because they need somebody who can catch passes and take pressure off Stafford. God knows he needs it, finding the receivers in the slot and stuff. But I love show, Walt. Glad to get back in.
Thank you, National Guy, as always.
Have a good one, man.
Thank you. You want to get in, now's the chance. 654-7627. 654-7627. Let me tell you about Health There. Health There isn't a weight loss program per se. That's a side effect. Health There is a cellular health company. Their goal is to make you well from the inside out. I know people don't like hearing this, but if you're overweight, your body is filled with nasty, visceral yellow fat that is clinging to your internal organs and is sucking the lifeblood out of you. It's leading to high blood pressure and diabetes and CPAP machines and gout and all these conditions that you can do something about. You know, Health There isn't like going to a food prison. You're still going to be able to eat most of the things you like. You can even eat fast food. There are only two things you can't eat with Health There. Only two things. You just need to get in and change your life. Take your life back. Do it for your kids. Like this story. Our favorite ongoing current story is Chet and Kathy Rowan. Chet and Kathy are a sweet older couple in their 60s who decided to do the Sweetheart Challenge together. How about that? This is a great story. They were both sleeping in recliners with CPAP machines. They both took high blood pressure and cholesterol medicines. In 30 days, they were both off their CPAP machines and sleeping together again. They're now off their meds, and they've each lost over 60 pounds for a combined total of 120 pounds. That's a whole human they lost between them. They lost a whole human.
They did.
They lost more than a Ramona between
them.
They're so excited to travel together and enjoy their retirement to the fullest. They're starting to live their life again, thanks to Health There. You can too. Take your life back. 1-877-I-DARE-ME. 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 Call them. Tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. Quick break.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show, sponsored by S.H. Carter. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m., only on 105.5 The Roar.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Start your day off right with a country ham biscuit. Traditionally cured, grilled country ham served on a made-from-scratch biscuit. For a limited time, get two country ham biscuits for just $3. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Are you able to navigate today's financial markets to secure your retirement future? The advisors at Kiwi Financial Group understand that you may reach a point in your life when you need answers to countless questions about retirement planning. The Kiwi Financial Group listens to your questions to understand your needs. Trust your financial future with the Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call today at 654-5043 or online at kiwifg.com or visit our office on Pendleton Road next door to Max Drive-In.
With 11 different apartment communities in the Clemson area, Burton Properties wants you to know there are apartments ready for lease. In the Heritage at Riverwood and Heritage Point, they have units available for any size you need, and they are also reserving for the fall. Please visit their website at clemsonapartments.com. That's clemsonapartments.com. Or call 653-7717 or 654-1130. Burton Properties is family-owned and operated, and their family looks forward to serving you.
You know what's fun? Refunds! And using my tax refund to save big at Family Dollar, where you can save 5, 10, and 20 bucks with Family Dollar Smart Coupons. This week, 12-pack Pepsi products, buy 3 for $10. Angel Soft Bath Tissue or Sparkle Paper Towels, $4.50. And Tide Liquid or Pods, $2.95 with your Family Dollar Smart Coupons. Sign up today! Download our app or visit FamilyDollar.com, where Family Dollar is refund.
Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine or transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Buddy's today at 864-646-3513.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
One's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Excuse me, I'm talking.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, where WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You know, I want to touch on a couple of elements from that Clemson-Alabama game in a minute. Lots to get to. You want to join the conversation, now's a good time. 654-7627. I will not be on tomorrow. So if you want to speak to me, you have to get in now. 654-7627. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. You know, first of all, February is a big month at Halt because they have a special. A February special that is 14% off on any work that had been suggested already. So if First Class Halt had made some recommendation to you, now is the time, and you hadn't got that done yet, now's the time to get it done. They're going to give you 14% off for the month of February. In addition to that, this is and, you get $100 off any First Class Halt Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota timing belt package. So if it's time to look at changing your timing belt, now would be the best time to do it under First Class Halt's expertise and with $100 off. So there's that. And then the Anderson, that's for either location, the Anderson or Greenville location of First Class Halt. And then the Anderson location only, a $99 diagnostic check. It just doesn't get better than that. It's first class halt in Anderson. Call them at 260-9600, 260-9600. In Greenville, 297-1212, 297-1212. 36,000-mile nationwide warranty on all FCH work. Free roadside assistance. Free shuttle to get you back and forth from the shop during your service. They serve coffee and snacks while you wait, or you can take the free shuttle. Who does these things? I mean, who does a 3- or 36,000-mile nationwide warranty? Who does free roadside assistance? Who does the free shuttle to get you back and forth from the shop, or you can enjoy the snacks while you wait? Your choice. The facilities are so clean you can eat off the floor. They only hire the best. Greg has 25 years of Lexus experience. Steve has over 35 years with Honda and Acura. You're getting top flight specialists. Set up your appointment today in Anderson, 260-9600, 260-9600, and in Greenville, 297-1212, 297-1212. How about that? By the way, Ramona, Texture 275, Tennessee fan says, Walt, thanks for recommending George Coleman Ford. I just bought a new 2018 Mustang GT, and they were amazing up there. Where'd the rest of it go? I'll definitely be buying my wife's next SUV from them. How about that, Ramona?
That's awesome.
Send that to our friends at George Coleman Ford. Wild man, what's going on?
Hey, my man, what's up?
How you doing, wild man?
Good. I just want to know one thing. Who picks the music for you guys?
I do.
I'm going to tell you something. Not only are you amazing talk show host, sports talk host, but your music is the best. You ought to seriously think about like doing music, before, you know, maybe like one, you know, a couple days.
I'm on AM Saturday nights.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I'll be tuning in. Yeah. That's all I wanted to say today, man. That's it. You're the man.
Thank you, Wild Man. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's...
Do they still have AM?
Yeah. It's called Rock 12th of Never. You find it on your dial. It's way up at the end. Just keep turning.
Yeah, just keep looking for it, Wild Man. If you stay up like 3 o'clock in the morning and look for it then,
that's right.
You'd probably find it.
I'm glad he likes the music, though. How about this, Ramona? A friend of Austin just tweeted this. We have experience with these people before, I swear. Before they were doing butt remodels. Now they're doing dentistry.
The tile shop's back in business.
I don't know. Police, husband and wife ran an illegal dental office out of their garage for 5 years. Not for a month. For 5 years.
I don't even like going to a dentist that has all the requirements. I don't think I'd go to somebody's garage.
Yeah, you don't want to see the big signs out front that say 2-for-1 extractions today, $49.
It might hurt.
Yeah.
Have a beer first.
Yeah, I'm not going to the 2-for-1 extraction place for $49. But this was Florida, of course. Northport, Florida. Police in Florida say an illegal dental office being run out of the garage of a house has been shut down. WFLA reports an undercover officer posing as a patient, that's a brave officer, discovered the full-service facility in the middle of a Northport neighborhood. The Brandenburg Herald reports that Enrique Sanabria Gravier, 48, and his wife, Adriana Gutierrez Hoyos, 47, were arrested Tuesday on charges of practicing dentistry without a license and conspiracy to commit a felony. The Florida Department of Health received a tip that the couple had been running the unlicensed practice for 5 years.
Man, these people went to these. You go, where are you located? Okay, here's our address. Okay, I'll be there. And then you drive up inside the garage. I'd be going, that's okay.
If you can get away with it for 5 years, it may be worth doing.
Man.
I may open one up in my garage.
It always reminds me of that movie, The Dentist.
I love that movie. That's one of my favorite B-horror movies. I love that movie.
Every time I hear somebody doing it without a license, I think of that movie.
Oh, yeah, I love that movie. The couple is accused of performing extractions, which we could have figured.
Yeah, that was probably their best song.
Braces.
They're putting braces on
in the garage.
Too?
Yeah. And crowns. They're putting crowns in. See, that Gorilla Glue works for everything.
No.
Everything from a cleaning.
doing teeth cleaning
to even braces, items like that. So pretty in depth, and certainly not being done with the right education, certification, or insurance, said Josh Taylor with the Northport Police Department.
So the dude wasn't like a doctor, and then he got, you know how sometimes they get thrown out for doing whatever.
No.
And so he wasn't doing it, you know, just because he loved doing it.
It doesn't seem that way, no. they were doing it because they were raking in money. A probable cause affidavit says there was no medical insurance for the practice, and Gravier and Hoyos were not paying taxes. You think?
Oh, see now they're not paying taxes.
They're not paying taxes, you think?
Yeah. That'll get you. That'll get you in trouble right there.
A dentist, Dr. Christian Becker, said people in need of dentistry who cannot afford it should take advantage of country-run clinics or free dental services offered by professionals. Oh, there's a lot of that going around, isn't there? Let me know the next time you see a free dentist's office.
I think there is, though.
Is there really?
Like, I think so. I think, like, every year dentists go and volunteer to do dental work for people
that can
afford it. Yes.
Well, how about that?
Yes.
It actually makes me sad for the most part because I can sympathize. I understand that it's not inexpensive to get a dental appointment, said Becker. Yeah.
That was the police officer guy saying that?
I guess. So
while he was there, he was cleaning.
I don't know if these were the same people, but remember, X number of years ago, we had the couple in Florida, or was it a couple? They were performing butt enhancement surgery.
Butt implants
in a tile shop.
In the back of the tile shop. That's right. And some woman wasn't satisfied.
Yeah, so her butt went terribly wrong.
Yeah,
and that's what brought it to light. Shocking!
Going to the doctor and going, I went to a tile shop.
Yeah,
and now my butt's like infected or whatever.
Yeah, I'm here to get my kitchen floor and my butt remodeled.
Yeah.
I'll take.
Do you outsource your work for the tiling?
I'll take 500 square feet of tile and whatever amount of plastic or rubber it would take to fill my butt. To bring my butt up to standards. So, yes, you had the tile shop doing the butt surgery.
Yeah,
and
I
now you have
that.
This couple. You should see the bug shots on these two. Oh my goodness. I'm guessing that it wasn't their customer-friendly attitude that led people to them. I'm just guessing that.
It's based probably on their photos. Something to do with
because they both price, they both look like killers.
They do. Did you tweet that? Did you
no
send that out?
I'll retweet Austin's.
Partake of those pictures.
Yes, but the astonishing part is that they got away with it for 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
That's the astonishing part.
They were probably doing okay. People were going to them and getting it done.
Yeah.
And somebody was dissatisfied.
Yeah, they screwed up one person. Yeah.
See, there you go. You got your little thing down there, your illegal whatever, and you're getting everybody's doing fine because it's cheap. And then there's one person that has to squeal.
Yeah. Texas is saying, and it's always in Florida. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
always in Florida.
Yeah, we used to do these Florida stories all the time.
Yeah,
Kelly and Clark, I think, do Florida stories now.
Yeah, they have some stories.
And there are plenty.
There's always a story.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty. The best was the tile shop with the butt implants. That was the best of all time. Yeah. You're never going to beat that. You can look till the end of time. You're never going to beat that. They're running a tile shop in the back. They're doing butt enhancement surgeries. You're never going to top that.
Yeah, because
you drive all time. You never
top that. You decide you want to learn how to lay tile, and then obviously the next thing for you is butt enhancement.
That's right. It's a natural career progression.
That's right.
Well, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
So, let me get to the phones. Who's on line one there, producer Ramona? Badger Mike says you'd be surprised what you can do with a clock gun. They were using a clock gun, were they not? They were using a clock gun, remember?
Yes.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Yes, Mike, I remember
see,
that.
See, Mike thinks he's joking. That's not a joke.
No, they were using a clock gun
for the butt enhancements. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, Mike.
Like poisoned her or
something.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. She got poisoned with the clock gun.
I wasn't sure if that was something we made up when we told the story.
No, that was true.
Because, you know, we can get a little crazy.
No, that was real. That was real. It was just Mike, you know, taking a little shot at them. And then that reminded me, that's actually what they did.
Yeah.
They were using a caulk gun.
Well, you got to use what you got.
I think.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, why not multitask the tools there?
I like that black and white tile, and I would like a giant-sized booty.
Like, what's her face?
Fill her up.
Woman's name that's never her butt?
Kardashian?
Yeah.
Fill it up. Fill it up right to the rim.
Yeah. Do my kitchen and my butt. There you go.
Oh, man. Robert, Texas, just read a study that says road rage is good for the soul. Finally, an accurate study. Thank you, Zach, I think. Robert, how are you?
Hey, Walt, I'm doing good. Man, you're killing me. I'm sitting here thinking, okay, I want my kitchen tile floor done, and whatever mastic adhesive you got left, stick it in my wife's hiney.
Exactly right. Oh, see, that might get you in trouble, because that brings up the question of whether you don't like it or not.
Yeah. Hey, honey, honey, we're going for tile and a certain enhancement procedure that they do in the back room.
They're going to have a little extra mastic adhesive left over, so they're just going to enhance your hiney with it.
Maroon's right. It was just a natural progression. It was
what do we do with all this leftover caulk?
Exactly. It's a way to get
before it gets hard. Right, you don't want to get hard enough to throw it out. Right. It's a way to get down the drain.
Way to get rid of the end product, so to speak.
Yeah, that's right. Right.
You're too much, man. Too much. A couple things. I don't know how close you are to a break, but the first thing is, do you think the Clemson center Falsinelli should have been invited to the combine?
Probably not.
No.
No, I mean, you know, look, here's the way this works is the National Scouting Service and others, in conjunction with the National Football League, are making evaluations based on the players they think will be drafted. And those are the guys who get invited to the combine. So if you're not invited, they're saying they don't think you're going to be drafted. And wow. Normally they're pretty accurate. They're about 85% or so. Robert, do me a favor. Hold on. I started you late. I'm putting you on hold. No, we'll get to this on the other side. Let me tell you about my friends at Simmons Mattress Outlet, World of Sleep, in the old Walmart building in Seneca. 13,000 mattresses from which to choose. Something for absolutely everybody. You'll find just the right mattress for you with 13,000 choices, including Serta and Beautyrest. No one has the options that Simmons has. No one sells at the pricing that Simmons does because of that power. I mean, if you think you can't afford a better night's sleep, you're wrong. You're just looking in the wrong place. And I need to redirect your attention. Get to the Simmons Mattress Outlet World of Sleep. Tax refunds are on the way. We know you want to stretch your money as far as you can. At the Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca, we want to help. Right now, buy a brand new Beautyrest or Serta mattress for